Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, coming at you live with another dose of motivation to fuel your day. Ever feel like your work life is a never-ending marathon? You know that feeling when deadlines pile up, emails flood your inbox, and your brain feels like it's running on fumes? Yeah, we've all been there. But the truth is, stress and burnout are becoming epidemic in today's fast-paced world. We're constantly plugged in, pressured to perform, and bombarded with information. It's no wonder so many of us are feeling the strain. So, today, we're diving headfirst into how to manage stress and burnout at work because your well-being matters more than any deadline. First up, let's talk boundaries. Think of them like invisible fences for your time and energy. You wouldn't let just anyone trample your garden, would you? Same goes for your workday. Learn to say no to extra tasks when you're already swamped. Set clear working hours and stick to them as much as possible. Remember, weekends and evenings are for recharging, not catching up on emails. Second, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about actively investing in your physical and mental health. Take regular breaks throughout the day to stretch, walk around, or simply close your eyes and breathe deeply. Make time for exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. Trust me, a well-rested mind is a sharp mind. Third, cultivate mindfulness. Think of it as training your brain to focus on the present moment instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. When stress hits, try a quick meditation or simply take a few deep breaths, noticing the sensations in your body. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. Next, build strong connections with your colleagues. A supportive work environment can make all the difference. Talk to your coworkers, share a laugh, or even just grab coffee together. Having a sense of community can help you feel less isolated and more resilient when facing challenges. Finally, don't be afraid to seek help. If you're feeling overwhelmed or burned out, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or professional. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and empower you to take positive steps towards managing your stress. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Think back to that time when you felt truly stressed at work. Maybe a big project deadline was looming or communication was breaking down. What were some of the things you did or didn't do to cope? Now, think about how applying these tips could have changed the situation. Maybe setting boundaries earlier would have prevented those late nights fueled by coffee and anxiety. Or perhaps connecting with a colleague for support could have made the whole experience feel less overwhelming. The point is, managing stress and burnout isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. By implementing these strategies, you can not only navigate the challenges of the workplace, but also create a more positive and fulfilling work life. So, remember, take charge of your well-being, folks. Set those boundaries, prioritize self-care, cultivate mindfulness, connect with others, and don't hesitate to seek help when you need it. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation boost and leave a review telling us what your biggest takeaway was. Let's keep the conversation going. See you in tomorrow's episode for another daily dose of inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.